Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is frickin' Friday. That's a goddamn fact. It's also the third day of November 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 62 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 46, and it's been a little warmer the last few days. That's okay with me. I'm not going to complain. Anyways, we'll be right back in a minute. We'll see what kind of horse shit's being shoveled for the populace and for the consumption of the idiots. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go look at the bullshit. Here we go. Let's start off with a report. Congress sneaks through a $34,000 pay raise for itself while our people sleep under the goddamn highway overpasses with their children in tents in the goddamn winter. These worthless son of a bitches. Do they represent you? Do they represent you? Hell no, they don't represent you. They represent the international corporate fucking mafia. They represent the fucking one world order, the Illuminati. They do not fucking represent you. Hey, $34,000. God damn. I would like, shit, man, if I could have half of that in a fucking year, I'd feel I'd have something anyway. Let's take a look at it. This is by a guest contributor, the Gateway Pundit. Bidenflation apparently isn't a worry to many members of Congress who are taking advantage of a $34,000 pay raise that they voted for themselves through an internal rule change that avoided the political backlash of openly allocating themselves more money, according to a new report. Oh, shit, man. How come we can't do that, people? I mean, we're supposed to be the sovereigns of this goddamn nation. They're supposed to be our fucking servants. It is the Washington Free Beacon that noted taxpayers now are funding luxury houses, accommodations for Representative Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat New York, and over 200 other members of Congress, many of whom boast net worths of over $1 million, and not most of them have been here for fucking two generations. Tell you something? the added money comes through housing and mail subsidies. Oh, shit, for fucking millionaires. Absolutely, man. The report said the change happened just as the Democrats were about to lose their majority to the GOP. See, they're still working that fucking election shit in. You got to go. Fucking retard. You have to be completely re-fucking-tarded to not fucking unregister to vote and say, we're done with this fucking shit. Get the fuck out. Democrats quietly tucked a provision into internal House rules that grants lawmakers access to an optional $34,000 annual subsidy to pay for their Washington, D.C. housing and meal expenses, the report explained. Jesus Christ. What are they doing for us people? Oh, yeah, they're fucking accommodating an invasion, taking over our fucking country, fucking trying to remove our fucking absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, trying to enslave us. I mean, they most certainly deserve this. And we have nothing to say about taking our fucking money. I mean, has it gone that goddamn far? I mean, I've noted at some of these fucking so-called public meetings, at first it went from fucking you had a right to speak at that son of a bitch, and they didn't go in the back room and fucking vote what they fucking wanted. You have public comment. My fucking comment is you're a fucking traitor, and you need to be fucking jailed, charged with fucking treason and sedition, convicted, prima facie through your fucking... papers you have signed and the fucking actions you have taken and then hung from a fucking lamppost. So far, 113 Democrats and 104 Republicans, boy, ain't no division there in the vote, is there? Have taken at least some cash costing taxpayers a combined $1.4 million. Think about the people. I'm not talking about the heroin addicts and the fucking fentanyl addicts in the streets of fucking Portland. There are people, these families, living under highway underpasses with little children in the wintertime, and they're not even winter tents. I mean, it's not like we provide for the fucking goddamn people in other countries with these big canvas tents. They're living in little shit fucking tents in squalor, not enough to fucking eat. And these scumbag son of a bitches who do not fucking represent us, do not represent any kind of fucking goddamn law whatsoever, are fucking, they need some goddamn welfare, is all you can fucking call it. Recipients of these funds include at least 17 millionaire Democrats, including Representative Katie Porter, who reported a net worth of up to $1.8 million in her last financial disclosure, and House Majority Whip Catherine Clark, Democrat, Massachusetts. Yeah, they're starting to put them Democrats and Republicans in. Democrats and Republicans, get out there and do it. Be stupid for us one more fucking time. Maybe one more fucking time will do it. Who boasts a net worth of up to $13.5 million. The report charged, yes, God, she needs some welfare too. The change was made following complaints from members like Cortez, who said her $174,000 salary just isn't enough to maintain a home in her district and have housing in Washington too. Well, if I wasn't on the air, I'd have to stop and cry. I mean, that poor fucking foreigner. Since taking office in 2019, Ocasio-Cortez has rented an apartment in a luxury Washington, D.C. building that boasts amenities, including a rooftop pool, an indoor golf simulator, the Free Beacon confirmed. The report noted others on the squad collected $14,000, Representative Ian Omar, Democrats, you can see that, like Democrats, more Democrat, above Democrat, public, vote, go be stupid for us one more fucking time, you fucking morons. $6,800, Representative Rashida Tlaib, part of what country she's from, can't speak her name, Democrat Michigan, and 6,200 Representative Jamal Bowman, Democrat New York. See, Democrats, Republicans, Democrats, vote. There's vote things real. No, it ain't. It's a fucking fraud. It's been, you're voting in a goddamn occupational election. You're a goddamn traitor if you do it. You are committing fucking treason against your people and against your fucking law and against your country. Who was ordered to pay a $1,000 fine for intentionally setting off an alarm to disrupt House proceedings? Fuck. I mean, this is all bullshit, you understand? If the fucking people got off their asses, got on that one fucking page, quit thinking about the silver and gold and fucking, I'm going to make it and I'm going to take care of mine and fuck the rest of this goddamn country. Fuck the people living under the goddamn highway underpasses. We could fucking take this out in a fucking fortnight and you know it. You fucking scum. Meanwhile, the report noted a Harvard study that found a record 21.6 million American households are spending more than 30% of their pre-tax income on rent. We're not them. See, we're the ruling class. We're the fucking, yeah, that's right. We're the subjects, the plebes, the fucking fucking peons, you know, the coolies. You got to learn how to kowtow, don't you know? Hey, go ahead, brother.
Slaves.
Slaves. That's the word I was looking for. Yes, we are. And no, I ain't. I ain't going to be. I'll fucking die fighting you motherfuckers. The report said Representative Matt, looks like Gates, Republican Florida, received the largest share of funds out of any lawmaker, having billed taxpayers nearly $17,000 from January through May to pay for his D.C. living expenses. Then represented, once that concludes the whorehouses and the fucking, you know, all the brothels and the fucking fucking drugs. And, you know, they need their cocaine and they need their champagne. Then Representative Mo Brooks, Republican Alabama, had opposed the pay raise. Oh, gee, golly, you have to have somebody, because it's, you got to have one side or the other, even if they, you know, like, 340-4. Well, we had four. They were Republicans. We should vote Republican. Fucking ignorance. Ignorance beyond ignorance. You can have a good public policy debate on whether congressmen should be paid more in order to attract a better attract a better bunch. Could you get any fucking lower down in the goddamn barrel? Yeah, you could. I mean, these motherfuckers aren't even fucking Americans. They're not eligible to be in this fucking government. They're fucking foreigners. Some of them fucking first generation foreigners. While fucking people that were formerly in the middle class, making a middle class living, buying a home back in 2008, lost every motherfucking thing they own and they're living in outdoors with their goddamn kids now. Oh, yeah, you could get a better bunch of fucking goddamn foreigners. What we need to do is get rid of the goddamn foreigners, get rid of the goddamn unlawful, unfucking lawful corporation, and fucking then start fucking hanging them. Get that common law court going and fucking burn a hole in it. Spend, you know, we'll have a new goddamn industry just billing gallows. There's some of these son of a bitches that need hanging yesterday. And you could have a reasonable debate on inflation adjustments, but it really ought to be done in public. No. What the fuck do the plebes and the peons have to do with this? They ain't got, we'll do what we want to fucking do. We're the ruling class. Can you understand what those words mean, dumbass? Fuck your goddamn Bill of Rights. You ain't got the balls to back it up, so fuck it. Brooks said, that's my biggest beef, that it was not that it was a clandestine secret. Shit. If this was... Congressional rules allow lawmakers to expense up to $258 fucking dollars a day in lodging and $79 per day in meals without having to submit receipts. Jesus Christ, oh my. And we live like fucking animals. We do. I mean, we play Welcome to the Jungle every Friday, and I've been hearing that term more and more and more and more. People are fucking realizing what's going on. And it ain't gonna, there's an easy way to stop it. Quit being so fucking greedy. I swear, just quit being greedy, man. Just say, hey, you know, if you stop being fucking greedy and trying to pack your fucking pockets with silver and gold at the expense of your fucking brothers and sisters' freedoms and liberties, you'd have, the thing is, they'd have more. But the thing is, there would be danger involved because you would have to go and fucking fight for it, wouldn't you? This just now, this is the fucking video that's up, and it shows these Palestinians, driving down the street, just dead Palestinians laying all over the fucking places. The genocide continues in Palestine. Genocide. All their fucking buzzwords didn't work. They're calling it genocide because that's what it fucking is. You can't call it genocide for fucking 200 fucking years and then come along. Or it's a corporal punishment. It's punishment of a kind. Greasing the skids. There's a huge multi-billion-dollar natural gas field off Gaza. No. A British company is waiting to develop it for Israel. In Syria's Golan Heights, occupied by Israel since 1967, a subsidiary of Guinea Energy, Dick Cheney, etc., has the exclusive rights to the gas. See, so this ain't there. I mean, goddamn, you think your fucking clothes you're wearing belong to you people? Are you that naive? You don't own fucking nothing. These motherfuckers won't come and just say, well, you have no right to that. And you really don't because you're under that 14th Amendment. You're subject. You're subject to the fucking goddamn aristocracy, to the fucking corporate monarchy that's running this goddamn country in violation of the highest law of the land. Our law, people. We're the goddamn sovereigns. We're the authority. We have the goddamn means under the second article to fucking end this right now. Why aren't we doing it? Look around you and see why the people aren't fucking doing it. Is it because they're cowardly? Yes. Is it because they're fucking making, you know how many people are making so much fucking money just off of goddamn army surplus? Everybody's getting, we're so fucking, hey, we're ready. We got enough. Let's do it. We've got piles and piles of it. In fact, it's all fucking, it's deteriorating with age, waiting for the time to come. The time has come. It come a long fucking time ago. We don't get up our fucking asses. They will outnumber us, and they will take this goddamn country from us. Over 25% say they know someone who died from the COVID jab. No fucking doubt about it. This is by Sean Adele or Tabataba'ia. So here we go, another fucking foreigner, because they're building this goddamn, the new fucking goddamn mainstream media on the net, and as they get more fucking regulations on what can go on and what can go off, you're going to see it just turn into what you might as well turn your fucking TV back on and start watching that bullshit, because it's all the same shit. Over a quarter of Americans say they personally know someone who died from COVID-19. Well, that's really impossible because no, COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist, Goebbels. COVID-19 doesn't exist, no matter how many times you fucking say it. It doesn't exist. And vaccine, it's not a fucking vaccine. It's a biological kill agent. We had a video up yesterday where a scientist fucking sat there and he said, it's murder. He called it what it was, what it is, murder. They're murdering our fucking people as we sit here on our asses and polish our fucking guns. Side effects, according to the disturbing Rasmussen report poll released Thursday. We'll look a little bit of this. More than 51%, 51% that more men, 51%, than women, 44%, said someone they know died from the side effects of the deadly mRNA. And I'm noticing what they're not talking about here. And all of these fucking things, you know, they keep on pushing the COVID-19. I mean, the election's coming up, boy. We're going to have a lot of fucking talking going on. I'm a vote. But what they're not talking about is the typhoid fucking Marys, the ones that killed my fucking wife. You fucking retards that were too stupid. Now you'll fucking admit it. You know it because you're fucking dying. People are dropping all around you. You're fucking dropping and dying. People you know are dropping and dying. You fucking poisoned other people, you stupid ass son of a bitches, with your fucking stupidity. Trusting a government, not even a government, a corporation, you knew you couldn't trust. But you're such fucking cowards, you couldn't do anything else. But I bet you more people died from the typhoid fucking Marys than died from the actual fucking injections. That's my belief. And someday you motherfuckers are going to answer for it. Amagritness.com reports political affiliation did not play a major role in the answer. Yeah, it kills indiscriminately. A full 25% of the Republicans said they knew someone personally who died from side effects of the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it ain't a fucking vax. It's a biological kill agent. It's a biological kill agent. It's a biological kill agent. Fuck you, Goebbels. Compared to 24% of Democrats and unaffiliated voters who said they personally knew someone who died from COVID-19 doesn't exist. See how many times you're going to, they're shoving it in your face. Come on. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And you call it a jab. A jab. A jab? No, it's a fucking goddamn injection of fucking biological kill agents. And it's proven as a fucking fact. And you're still going to fucking play this game with us. Well, we're not playing. You motherfuckers are going to answer for you to the fucking whirlwind you have fucking created. And don't tell me, I mean, we inoculated 90%. Yeah, you poison people, but you 90% my fucking ass. We got a plenty of people to wipe you off this goddamn planet, and that's what needs to happen now. Even more respondents, 42% said that if they were a major class action law, shove it up your fucking goddamn commercial ass. Shove it up King Chuck's fucking administrative admiralty fucking goddamn law, judicial system being run in this country in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. Shove it up your fucking ass. Got it? Lawsuit. I'd like you to join a lawsuit. Yeah, you betcha, you motherfuckers. You kill somebody and you're going to get sued. You kill somebody, you're going to get a goddamn bullet. That's what you fucking, a life for a life. You kill my wife, I kill your fucking wife. That's how it fucking works, motherfucker. Anyhow, let's go to something else. Breaking, FBI investigates Eric Adams campaign fundraiser over alleged illegal contributions from Turkey. Now, Turkey's going to take some fucking hits. Turkey stepped up and said that they would go and attack fucking Israel if Israel continued to fucking exterminate the fucking Palestinians. If Turkey's got to turn, we got to go make Turkey look bad. And I told you all along, didn't I, Turkey? I told you first Palestine and Syria, then Lebanon, then, hey, Jordan, are you listening? And then Jordan, and then Iran. Hey, guess what? And then Turkey, the whole fucking Ottoman Empire. That's all they fucking want. So, yeah, they're going to try and make Turkey look fucking bad. They're going to try to associate it with corruption just like they do fucking any other fucking country. It's a Game of Thrones, just like the stupid-ass book and the stupid-ass movies. A Game of fucking Thrones, and I'm not playing. Edward Snowden and the mass global spying program implemented by the Bush administration after the 9/11 false flag. And this is another fucking video, but it does have some dialogue. With Tucker Carlson meeting with Assange in prison, there is another whistleblower that provided one of the biggest conspiracies, right, that was dismissed for years as the ravings of tinfoil hat wearing lunatics who were paranoid and irrational. Edward Snowden and the mass global, let's see what this has to say over here. If we're going to talk anymore, they're just trying to pimp their fucking site. Edward Snowden and the mass global spying program implemented by the Bush administration after the 9/11 flag, a false flag, he exposed that it was far worse than anyone imagined, and that the United States government and various intelligence agencies, a part of the Five Eyes Alliance, were all spying on each other as a loophole to get past the rights of privacy and collect data on their own fucking people. Well, of course you were. And I watched this, and you have Bushy up there. I made a decision I thought was necessary, you know, to fucking violate the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law December 15th and fucking spy on the fucking American nationals, because we're getting ready to take your fucking country away from you. We're getting ready for to invade your fucking country, to lead an invasion into your country, to outnumber you in your own fucking country and kill you fucking dead, because you're the only ones that have a legitimate claim to this fucking land. Plain and fucking simple. House passes a resolution that suggests using force against Iran. Well, I bet you they fucking did. Let's see what we got here. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The House on Wednesday passed a resolution that suggests the U.S. Would use force against Iran in the future in the name of preventing the country from acquiring nuclear weapons. Well, you know, Pakistan's already said that they'll give them some fucking nukes. Don't worry about it. The resolution says a nuclear-armed Iran is unacceptable. Unacceptable to who? You got those fucking, those Jews have shown who they fucking are. Genocide. They're committing fucking open genocide in front of the fucking world. And no diabolical bastard, you gave them the fucking bomb, didn't you, you miserable treasonous son of a bitches. You fucking corporate cocksuckers. It's unacceptable, and declare that it's the policy of the U.S. To use all means necessary to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, but you gave one to the diabolical, murdering, fucking genocidal, fucking Nazi, fucking kike Jew motherfuckers, didn't you? And you know, people have been—they've been trying to fucking separate. They came out for a little bit there. They were going to try. Well, there's the Khazarian Jews. There's these Jews, and these Jews are good. And these Jews, fuck them all. If those fuckers would have never been on this goddamn earth, we'd be in a better fucking place, and there's nobody that can argue against that. It's a goddamn fact. You didn't get thrown out of every country on the fucking planet because it's because we don't like the way their hair looks. Fuck you. They're goddamn murdering fucking pieces of shit who've declared themselves fucking the only human beings and everybody else a fucking animal. You watch what the fucking animals do to your Jew ass. We can outthink you. We can outfight you. We can beat you down and fucking, we can get rid of you. You're the ones that need to get rid of. You're the ones that need to fucking disappear from this earth. Then there might be one fucking day of peace. A U.S. intelligence report recently affirmed that Iran is not pursuing nuclear weapons. Well, here you go. Same as fucking Iraq, ain't it? This is what they did in Iraq. They went in and affirmed, no, they're not. They ain't got trying to make a fucking bomb. But then they came up with the magic fucking caked uranium. I can't think what the exact word is.
Yellow cake.
Pardon?
Yellow cake.
Yellow cake uranium. Thank you, sir. Yellow cake uranium and that didn't exist. And we attacked fucking Iraq for no goddamn reason. Absolutely no fucking reason. And halfway through the invasion, when it was discovered that it was a fucking lie, did they stop? Did they say, oh, shit, we're sorry, we didn't know? Hell no. Then it was, we're bringing democracy. We're killing them by the fucking scores. We're committing genocide on the Iraqi people to bring them democracy. Because this ain't country ain't no fucking democracy. Democracies are fucking goddamn mob rule. This country here, it's not a republic either. It can't be, because the fucking founding fucking document that says it's a republic is a fucking fraud. It is a country of free people, plain and simple, free sovereign nationals. We own it all. And every bit of it that's been removed through any of these illegal fucking documents is this fucking fraud. And there's no statute of limitations. We're taking it back, motherfuckers. Doesn't stop Iran hawks in the U.S. and Israel from constantly hyping up the threat of non-existent Iran nuclear weapons. They know. They're telling you, just like they told us this during Iraq, too, didn't they? They said, do you remember the inspectors that came in? And then I can't remember which one of them was that fucking outed the fact that one of them was a CIA agent and oh man, he got pardoned by Bush. There was two of them involved in it. I can't recall their names. But the bottom line here is they came out and they said, there ain't no fucking nuclear bombs. They ain't got the technology. They ain't got it. Oh, but that Yellow Creek uranium just showed up out of nowhere. And then when it was found, I mean, God, shouldn't them people have been arrested? I mean, they fucking committed genocide on the fucking Iraqi people, just like the fucking goddamn Israelis are committing genocide on the Palestinians right now. Would we, I mean, these motherfucking kikes would erase every fucking human being from this planet that isn't them, except for a handful to fucking serve them like fucking troglodytes. So they could fucking pedophile, you know, have some little babies for them to play with and shit like that. These sick in the head, son of a bitches. And there's another article up there with some bitch from Israel saying, we're going to kill them all. We're going to kill every one of them. That means little babies, man. Hey, you know, in this country here, they fucking, you know, all this shit about everything for so many years, it was for the children. Oh, taking away your freedom for the children. It's all right. I mean, you can give up some freedom for the children. Everything was for the children. They're trying to destroy your fucking children. And you stand up and you fucking defend the son of a bitches when they're fucking, when they went into the schools with this goddamn debauchery, trying to teach little boys that they're little girls and little girls that they're little boys, trying to fucking destroy fucking civilization. Why? So that they can destroy the fucking people. Why? Because the goddamn place belongs to us and we got a right to blow their ass out of here whenever we get ready. If everybody could ever step up and quit fucking looking at the shine on that silver and that fucking gold and that shine on that fucking rifle barrel, make that motherfucker hot. The same officials do not officially recognize that Israel possesses a nuclear weapon, a nuclear arsenal. Do you hear this? The same officials do not officially recognize that Israel possesses nuclear arsenal. Well, they bragged about the Samson option, haven't they? I think they've got like 400 fucking nukes. Everybody fucking knows it. Open secret. And where the hell did they get theirs from? What psychotic maniac gave these motherfucking psychotic maniacs fucking nuclear? Oh, that's right. The United States, a fucking corporation. The international corporate mafia made the arrangements. God damn, I wouldn't want to live in Iraq or Iran or any place close to that son of a bitch in place unless I did have nuclear weapons, because those sick motherfuckers will use them. Like the prick that was on there the other day on that video talking about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And well, yeah, they killed, God, you know, like they wiped out the kids there. They wiped out total fucking innocent people fucking by the tens of thousands, didn't they? Wiped them clear, killed them fucking, and the rest of God suffered. And then studied the fucking effects of the bomb. But everybody forgets that that first fucking plane that dropped that first fucking bomb, who was on that? Oi, 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 oi. Who was, they had him a Jew. The Jews were running that too. It's always been the fucking Jews. They're animals. They have no conscience. They think that you are a fucking animal. And I mean, just like you would step on a fucking bug, they would step on you. But we're not fucking bugs, boys. And you fucking punk ass fucking Israelis, I've seen your asses. You beat up the little blind girl in the corner, but some fucking men come after you, you'll run. You'll run and then they'll have to go get some men, other men, and try to force them to fight each other. But it ain't going to fucking work. I mean, they put up like 800 new recruiters. Keep trying to recruit. Try to get us to fucking kill for you, you fucking kite cocksuckers. The same officials do not officially recognize that Israel possesses nuclear weapons. Does Israel possess nuclear weapons, people? Huh? Even the common folk ground? Do you know? Yeah, they fucking do. The resolution passed in a vote of 354-53. See, I bet they're here. We're going to hear some fucking politics here because you got the votes. My right. Oh, yes, right. With 50 Democrats and 3 Republicans voting against the measure, explaining its opposition, Representative Thomas Macy, Republican Kentucky, because it seems like a call for war. Does it really? I mean, this whole goddamn carrier group's going over there for Gaza? Nah, they ain't thinking about no wars over there, are they? Yesterday, Congress passed a resolution. We did that. The resolution pointed to Iran's uranium enrichment at 60% and its stockpile of enriched uranium as evidence it could make a bomb. But in order to make a nuclear weapon, uranium needs to be enriched to at 90%. And there's no sign Tehran is considering taking that step. Again, this is fucking Iraq too. We're going to go attack them for something that they're not fucking doing for the fucking kikes. What do the kikes want? Oh, they just want it all, don't they? Actually, goddamn, I'm sitting in one of their fucking chairs. I'm speaking on one of their fucking mics. I'm wearing their fucking clothes. Because every fucking thing belongs to the fucking kikes, doesn't it, people? Even our fucking person. We don't even own ourselves. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. And like I said, I've been hearing that in different places, different formats. And the Welcome to the Jungle, man. It's really shit. Life sucks, man. You don't even want to get up in the fucking morning. You live in misery. You got to learn to live in misery, because the elite, they're living in goddamn paradise, and it's not enough for them. They want you to feel pain because it gives them pleasure. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with them. Fucking mental rejects, inbreeders, fucking name it. Anyway, let's go look back over to the fucking page and see what the hell else they're up to. Oh, yeah, we're going to use force against Iran. What the fuck is that? Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Kind of. And this is an article, video you should go watch. Truman outlines his plan to push Palestinians out of their homes to make room for Israel. Remember when they just wanted that little place there on the fucking coast right there. That's Israel, so that they have a home there. Because the Israelis and the true Israelis, I mean, I'm not going to start playing that game of fucking sorting the fucking pepper, fly shit out of the pepper, but they weren't even Jews, and the Hebrews that were lived there lived with the fucking Arabs, and they lived in peace for fucking ever until the goddamn international corporate mafia got into it. This is what Truman had to say, but you can go look at the video if you want. We took Palestine in small doses. You can't move 5 or 6 million people out of a country and fill it up with 5 or 6 million more and expect both sets of them to be pleased. Truman outlines his plan to push Palestinians out of their homes to make room for Israel. I mean, it's just fucking the gall. It really gets me, man. I mean, you think that at some point in the ballgame, the people aren't going to wake up. But then, you know, they had such control over the press. I mean, such control over everything. And like they're getting over the internet now. I mean, they're working at getting that kind of control over the internet and turning it into the... So you might as well be turned, like I said, turned on your fucking TV. Let's see what this says. Today, Prime Minister of Israel openly admits that they passed laws in America and nobody noticed. Well, yeah, a lot of people fucking noticed. We have fucking noticed. We have fucking screamed it. Imagine if any other world leader tweeted this. This is a clear violation of FARA. Oh, is it really? Is that a statute? Is that a fucking corporate policy? How about it's a violation of the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791? It's a violation of the people's fucking supreme, superior, absolute authority over this fucking country, you cocksuckers. You had no authority to do this. And you just went and did it anyway. So this is why you get a rope around your fucking neck. This is why we get to hang you out in front of the courthouse. It's sooner or later, people have to fight. They got no fucking choice. These son of a bitches do not know the word stop. And they've never stopped in the past until somebody has fucking slaughtered their ass. You hate to set and advocate for fucking slaughter, but these motherfuckers have to be removed. They're a poison. It was also not for nothing that the American administration has taken this step together with us. In recent years, we have promoted laws in most U.S. states which determine that strong action is to be taken against whoever tries to boycott Israel. And again, I see. I heard it from another video. Our greatest ally. Why? All they do is suck us fucking dry of fucking resources. You think that your greatest ally, you handful of fucking goddamn poodle fuckers. That's it. Your greatest ally, our greatest fucking enemy. And nobody's afraid to say it. There's a plan. I mean, fuck you. You try telling us we can't call a fucking spade a spade, and we'll answer with fucking lead. Actors dying suddenly. You know, I read this Matthew Perry, age 54, Tyler Chris. Right. I really don't give a fuck. Good riddance to the son of a bitch, as I say. Bill Gates facing life behind bars on child rape charges. Now, I'm going to ask you out there, you're trenchers, man. Most of you are. Of course, the agencies in the foreign countries listening. But to the trenchers, do you believe that Bill Gates is going to have to face rape charges? You think he'll spend 1 second behind bars? Do you? I want to know. Because I fucking don't. I know he's not going to. First comment that came up on this article said, he ain't no way they're going to put, he'll buy his way. He don't got to buy his way out of it. Fuck, they already own it, brother. By Baxter Dimitri, The People's Voice. Bill Gates has already lost his marriage due to his friendship with the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, but he is about to lose a whole lot more. No, he is not. Just like they were, Donald Trump was going to throw all the foreigners out. Remember? You remember? And we came out and we told you, no, he's not. He's not going to throw none of them out. And the fucking murderers that were released from prison that they made leave, well, we gave them plane tickets to come back and apologize, okay? And Trump, he was, I mean, they tried to, you know, say, Trump, he was trying to stop that border shit. Bullshit. We had the footage on the fucking site of him. All he did was take it to the private fucking train stations, private corporations, and they were sending buses down there and picking them up and hauling them in as fast as they fucking could. He's a goddamn treasonous piece of shit. He can, in first place, he couldn't be president of these United States. His mom was Scottish. He is not a natural born American. And so he fucking could not run for fucking president. And hell, what does that matter? That's only our part. Only supposed to be, well, that was in the Constitution, and the Constitution never existed, so the fucking law never existed, I guess. According to the investigators who revealed the globalist billionaire is about to be thrown under the bus, he's driving the fucking bus, and prosecuted on child rape charges. We have to continue. I have to have a taste of this water by work. Throwing under the bus. That fucking makes me laugh. Gates isn't the only global elitist facing charges. Oh my goodness, people. It must be, it is November, right? I mean, look, yep, sure is. It's time for the white hat, black hat. They're all going to get, we got all these goddamn warrants, these secret indictments. Remember, every fucking year we get this bullshit. And there ain't nobody going to do shit until the fucking American Nationals stand up and either do it or submit to slavery for your fucking children and your grandchildren. That's it. That's the bottom line. Globalist billionaire is about to be thrown in the bus. Gates isn't the only global elite facing charges. I laugh at your fucking ass. This is the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard. Anybody believe that these motherfuckers are going to be charged with anything? You're a fucking fool. A whole host of household names. Yep, this is that time of year. Here come the white hats. Including members of the U.S. House and Senate are currently sweating as the walls close in on them. Yeah, they're going to have indictments again, people. Every fucking year you try to play the same fucking bullshit. Especially on election years. Because you got to get people, they're going to get them. We can go ahead and vote now again. We can straighten our country out. No, you can't. Your country has been taken over by a fucking international corporate mafia fucking corporation. It's not a goddamn republic. It's a fucking corporation. It's not, but it's being run as one. It can't be because it was made so in violation of the fucking highest law of this fucking land. But to try to pretend that there's any way out of this but standing up and fucking fighting is bullshit. Before we dive in, I'm not going to read that. A former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn admitted that serving members of the U.S. House and Senate are operating under blackmail after they were caught in child sex honeypots overseas. Really? What about Hunter Biden right at the top of the front page on this fucking site? You really think they're sweating at people? Really? It's worth remembering that Mike Flynn was fired by the Trump Trump transition team by Mike Pence because Pence had a problem with Flynn's tweet about pedophiles that exist in position of power within the government. Now, see, he's trying to Trump. We should be Trump. See, vote for Trump. You know, Trump, I think, he's a fucking pedophile too, isn't he? So who's your favorite pedophile? Now, it's not the lesser of two evils anymore, man. It's the lesser of two pedophiles. Who, I mean, shouldn't we have some transparency here and get to know just how many fucking little children that fucking Biden has raped? Just how many little children that fucking Trump has raped? Just how many children that fucking DeSantis has fucking raped? I mean, every fucking candidate should have to reveal that, like they're fucking used to have to reveal their tax record. Yeah, how many children have you raped? Well, this guy raped fucking five less than he. Well, I'm gonna vote. I'm gonna vote for him. He fucked five less little babies. He's a good man. He says God too. He says God a lot. Flynn says the Epstein client list simply must see the light of day because Epstein's influence in D.C. runs much deeper than most people are willing to admit. We know who fucking runs the goddamn thing. How did Kamala Harris, who was completely unqualified for the role of vice president, it's not the role of vice president, this is a corporate monarchy, she was put there as a fucking goddamn, I don't know, as a symbol of fucking the fact that they... on January 6th, there was an uprising, only it wasn't what they said it was. That's when the goddamn communists took over, put up fucking razor wire around the goddamn Capitol and the fucking White House and put 30,000 troops there to fucking guard the goddamn communists who took the son of a bitch over, wasn't it? Rise to the second highest office in the land. Did it have anything to do with her friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell? No. It's a fucking pre-planned. How about try Bilderbergs? They're the ones that made that decision, okay? In 2012, there was simply no excuse for socializing with Ghislaine Maxwell and the convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. They were all fucking doing it. Unless, of course, you are an aspiring politician willing to do anything, and I mean anything, to get to the top. It's not politics. It's goddamn fucking, it's monarchism, man. That's all you can say, you know, fucking, you look in the history, you know, kings killed by other fucking, by their own families so that they are, their own sons so that they could take the fucking, you're in the goddamn boar's nest. That's all in the fuck you can call it. It isn't no kind of goddamn, it has no structure to it. The Constitution doesn't exist. We know that for a fucking fact. We the people never granted them any kind of goddamn authority over us. In fact, we forbade it. The only people we granted authority to was ourselves through the unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. We're the fucking goddamn sovereign nationals. That the fucking all the authority belongs to us, you son of a bitches. What these fuckers are doing here is an act of fucking fraud. It's an act of fucking treason because they're doing it for a foreign king. They're esquires. They're all of them are fucking lawyers, which are esquires to the fucking King Chuck. And fuck you, King Chuck. You're going to lose your crown, buddy. You pushed it too fucking far. You think you're going to pull this shit off? Too many fucking people, buddy. Too many fucking guns. Too many fucking other fucking arsenals in this country. And people around the world, I mean, they're fighting fucking broomsticks if they have to. Simply can't never allow to see the light of day. Blackmail material. Why? Blackmail material on them that simply can never allow to see the light of day. You mean like at the top of this fucking site with Hunter Biden with little fucking six-year-old girls dressed as fucking prostitutes lying all the way. He's laying with a blanket over his pecker and fucking they're crawling all over him while he's doing his fucking crack cocaine. You wouldn't want that to get out, would you? Boy, something might happen. Fucking right. Fuck you white hats. Fuck you black hats and your phony fucking yearly goddamn bullshit. Is this the way the swamp? Oh fuck! Here we go. Is this the way the swamp are so? Is this why the swamp are so desperate to stop the client list seeing the light of day? Epstein's little black book revealed it's not just politicians who are compromised in the worst possible way. Titans of industry and globalist elites, including Bill Gates, featured prominently. But we already knew that when Melinda Gates divorced her husband because he wouldn't break off his creepy friendship with the convicted pedophile, which with his Ireland full of underage sex slaves. Make no mistake, the people are waking up. Are they really? With their fucking kids, really? Let me get a cup of coffee. Up and demanding justice all around the world, and the global elite are feeling the heat. Oh, you bet you there. Like I said, this is the black hat, white hat. How many times have we seen it, you trenchers that have been here? There's to a lot of people that are just figuring out that they're getting fucked and trying to figure out why they're reading this. Oh, wow. And they're getting ready to get them they're getting ready to do indictments. They ain't going to do shit. It's just like, what was it? Nancy Pelosi said, I'll claim my sovereignty. And she will. And she can. Because you can't fucking convict her because you got rid of the fucking courts where she could be convicted. That makes her an enemy combatant. And we're at the second article. So there's only one way to get rid of old Nancy or any of the rest of these fucking sickos. Epstein's little St. James Island, better known as Pedophile Island, 26. Okay. Earlier this week, a brave man asked Hillary Clinton if she could explain why her husband Bill visited Epstein's little St. James Island, better known as Pedophile Island, 26 times. Oh, I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to fucking go out on a limb here. I bet it's for the same reason that Donald fucking Trump went there to pedophile children. Son of a bitch said that, you know, if it wasn't his daughter, he'd fuck her, man. I mean, God almighty, what's wrong with these people? We know. We fucking know. Rather than receiving a standing ovation for asking the question, liberal audience booed, and the man was physically dragged out of the venue by Hillary's goose. Well, who do you expect would pay to go listen to fucking Hillary fucking Clinton? A liberal fucking, they're not liberals. There are no liberals. There's no conservatives. There's no goddamn left, right. There is no goddamn Republicans. There's no Democrats. I've told you 1,000 fucking times. There just is law or there ain't. And right now there is no law. So that's why you're living in hell. Because you won't enforce the fucking law that you have the absolute unalienable right to fucking enforce with using the second article. You have the right to kill these son of a bitches to stop them. The elite are terrified at the moment because their sick and twisted histories are catching up with them. How do we know? Tell me, White Hat. They have told us so themselves. The Hillary campaign was paranoid about Bill Clinton's friendship with Epstein surfacing during the 2016 election. I remember Black Hat, White Hat days of them too. I'm not a drink, man. It's dry in his house. It's dry outside. Mainstream media don't want you to know this, but there are still court cases ongoing involving Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and other victims. Mainstream media don't want you to know because they are desperately trying to prevent the release of the Epstein client list. And why in the hell? Never mind. We know why the list. They have the list of the fucking pedophiles because they're on it. That's why it's not being released. Got it. Why are they so keen to keep it under wraps? Because the media is the PR department of the... No, not because the media is the PR department of the global elite. And Epstein's client list will blow their cozy little world apart once and for all. No, that ain't it. It's because their fucking names are on it. If you think that the goddamn media fucking moguls, Rupert Murdoch, all these motherfuckers, you think they ain't baby fuckers too? Well, they are. You might remember the case against J.P. Morgan by the U.S. Virgin Islands that settled in September. J.P. Morgan agreed to pay $75 million in settlement after the U.S. Virgin Islands alleged the bank facilitated Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking crimes. Yeah, I do remember that. But this whole article here, people, is a distraction. It's bullshit. It's the White Hat. It's that time of year, November. They do it every fucking November. The White Hat, oh, they got all the secret. Think back through the years. We have a longer memory span than a head of cabbage. Think back through the years. The White Hat, Black Hat, it ain't bullshit going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to these fuckers. This is just a fucking distraction coming into the fucking phony-ass, fucking unlawful, fucking treasonous, fucking occupational, fucking selection. That you're going to fucking, you, the dumbest of the dumb of you, you fucking Trump tards. Because, I mean, I see the, there was another article and they said a known hater of Trump. I'm a known hater of Trump. I'm a known hater of every fucking one of them because they're all fucking pedophiles. Trump's a fucking pedophile. Like I said, are you going to, he's the lesser of two evils. He, Donald Trump only, fucked 104 little fucking children. And the other fellow, Biden, man, he fucked 110. I'm voting for fucking Donald Trump. He's the better man for sure. And he says God a lot. People, fuck, man, this is just so fucking outrageous. Are we going to get to see the end of this? Or before we fucking die, are we just going to let this motherfucker just envelope us and fucking people are just going to fucking settle for it and live in hell? Because that's what this is. You want to know what hell looks like? Look out your fucking front window. You're in it. And the only fucking way out, it's a simple way out. They gave, are your true founding fathers gave you the fucking answer. They gave you the fucking way out. And you're refusing to fucking take it. And mostly because of the fucking power and control of money and gold, mammon, within your own fucking ranks. That people, they don't want rid of it because, and, you know, you get rid of the fucking corporation, then you got to go back clear to where the fucking they started violating the Bill of Rights when they started taking the possession of the American nationals without due process of law, and you got to see what was stolen. And if it was stolen, it's like a gun. My gun, if my gun's stolen 5 years later, it shows up, I don't have to pay nobody for it. Give me my fucking gun back. It belongs to me. And that's the way it would be with the fucking land and stuff. And fucking, it would be quite a thing to work out. I mean, that's probably going to be the worst of it. And people talk about how are we going to deal with people overseas? Well, just like we're dealing with them now. We as American nationals, I mean, if you want to do something with somebody overseas, you want to trade with them or something. If you're not fucking us, I guess there's no way that nobody can get you. But if you're fucking one of us, if you're fucking trying to sell out our country to fucking foreigners, if you want to sell your hunk of land to a fucking foreigner, I'm going to come after you. Why? Because it directly affects me. It directly affects my security. It directly affects me as an individual free sovereign national, and I'll take your fucking ass out. We can straighten all this shit out. We have the law. The law, and we are the fucking law. We have the jurisdictional authority. We're the fucking rulers of this country. And if we fucking would just, you know, quit fucking being so self-centered and self-serving. And just think about what's happening to our brethren. People that can trace their fucking lineage back to the beginning of this country are living under highway underpasses with little children in the wintertime. They're $105 million or 100 and some billion dollars. It's 100 and some, $101 billion we're sending to Israel. We're going to send it to Israel because they're our most precious ally in the fucking middle. Fucking stupid. You'd have to be fucking stupid to fucking buy that. And now everybody supports it. Then why in the hell are this goddamn road shut down? People are fucking screaming and saying, I don't think those people that shut down the Brooklyn Bridge, I don't think they support it. When you say everybody, you're a fucking scumbag. You got a mouse in your pocket and you mean everybody's you and him, you stupid pricks. Anyway, it will continue, people, and I will see you on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. I may go back to doing 5 days, man. I'm old and I'm tired, but fucking goddamn it, if they're going to keep, they're doing a bums rush on us. We got to counter it. Anyway, that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do it too, brother.